Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580. It's the 29th day of May, 2014. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, checking the numbers as they're trading in Chicago at the CME Group. From the Board of Trade, July futures in the wheat pit for the soft red today at 634 and three quarters, down 4 cents at this hour. Soft at the hard red at 732 and three quarters, 3 1/4 cents lower. July corn futures at 468, down 4 1/2 cents. December at 465, 4 1/2 lower, and the July of next year at 487 1/4, down 3 1/2 cents. July soybeans for the day, $15.02 3/4. That's down, or rather up 5. The November beans at 1246, up 3. And January futures at 1251, 2 1/2 higher. March contract at 1255, up 3. And July beans of next year at 1257 3/4, up 3/4. July bean meal at 501, up 250. Bean oil at 39.43 in the July contract, down 20 cents. June live cattle at 137.85, up $1.70. August at 138.75, $1.65 higher. August feeders at 197.50, $1.92 1/2 higher. September at 198.35, up $1.85. And June lean hogs for the day at $114 even, down 55 cents. On the phone line today, Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana, to discuss the marketplace as it's been trading. Good morning to you, Dan. Tell me about the marketplace, because I know you're on the air at the moment, but I can't hear you, and I'll figure out what's wrong here. So tell me about the marketplace and what you see at this time, please.
Well, what we're seeing here this morning is soybeans are showing some meaningful follow-through from yesterday's reversal to the upside. And if we're able to maintain these advances into the close, I think it really dresses up the overall chart picture for soybeans to take another run at their highs that they posted here prior to USDA's May crop report, and maybe even make new highs for the year. The market still is going to have to wrestle with rationing inventory on old crop, and there's a lot of new interest in buying new crop soybeans. We're getting sale announcements about every other day of somebody buying new crop beans. So either USDA is understating the demand needs on the 14-15 balance sheet, or the market must be worried about maybe not getting enough acres, because the corn-soybean ratio over the past couple of weeks has really shot up in favor of soybeans, which is basically something opposite what you would normally think, especially with the corn planting delays that we see up north. Corn is not showing any follow-through from yesterday's reversal. It is struggling down here roughly 3 cents. So technicians that had some hopes from yesterday's reversal is watching the market real closely here today, see whether or not it's able to bounce back. But there's still, I think, expectations that we're going to lose 1 or 2 million acres. But the trade has just convinced itself that after 4 years of below normal trend line yields, that this is going to be the year that we reach trend line or go above it, especially all the talk about the developing El Nino summer weather pattern that is supposed to bring good moisture into the Corn Belt during the key growing season. So corn struggling, but I'm kind of in the opinion that the market is basically pricing in the most bearish scenario for corn currently by believing that we're going to have 165 bushel yield, and that corn plantings may not change much, even though we may lose some in the far northern areas, that we maybe had to, maybe we gained some in the central parts of the state where we had a little earlier planting. So, but the bears are pretty much, you know, animate that this corn market should go lower. I'm not in that camp yet, but from a technical perspective, both July and December corn really need to hold this 460 level to keep the underlying chart pattern at a point where we can stage a summer rally.
All right. Well, we'll check again with you this afternoon and see whether that happened today or not, okay?
Okay, very well.
Hey, thank you. That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana, joins us on the mid-morning market report for this Thursday. It is the 29th day of May. Of course, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9. HD3 Urbana. Find our ag programming at willag.org, our regular programming at willil.illinois.edu. Here's what the weather forecast says for the day. We'll have some scattered showers, a few thunderstorms, mainly after 1 this afternoon. Partly sunny skies, a high of 81 degrees otherwise. East-northeast winds at 6 to 9 miles an hour, 40% chance of rainfall, then partly cloudy this evening, and a low of 60 degrees on an east-northeast wind at about 7. Tomorrow, sunny skies and 83 degrees, and east wind at about 9 miles an hour. I'll be back with another update of the marketplace just before the top of the hour. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.